Welcome. In Parashat Nitzavim, we have a rather well-known pasuk: "Ki haMitzvah Azot Lo Nifleti LeRechokai Ki Karov Elecha Davar Meod B'Fichov Chak U'Bilvav Chalasoto." So, is a machloket on the Mafarshim? Is it talking about tshuva? Is it talking about all the mitzvot? Is it talking about learning Torah? But the Meshech Chachma has this very interesting approach to understanding this concept that the Torah and the mitzvot aren't far from you. Lo nifleti, lo rechokahi, karov elecha davar mod. That means it's not too difficult, it's not too far, it's very close to you. You're able to do it. So what is his explanation for this concept? And he said, you have to understand, Hashem made the world in a brilliant way. And what is he talking about? He's saying, everything you need the most is the easiest to find and easiest to get. A newborn baby can't fend for itself at all. It needs food. And it needs easy food. It can't eat, can't chew, can't do anything. So Hashem made it that very simple. There's the mother's milk. And therefore it's able to get its nutrients, it's able to get nutrition and survive. And all of us, what do we need the most of everything? We need air. You know what we have to do to get air? We don't have to go to the store to buy it. We don't have to work on it. We just breathe. The air is always around us without too much work. We also need water. There's a lot of water in the world. So yes, it's not as abundant as the air, not as easy. We just breathe and we have air. We have to go get the water. But there's a lot of water. And it's, they may charge you to deliver it to you in a tap and sewage, but there's a lot of water, and it's pretty cheap and readily available. You don't have to work too hard to get water. You can just walk to the ocean and drink some for free. And we also need bread. We need food, but we don't need bread as much as we need water and as much as we need air, right? We can, in theory, last, let's say, up to 2-3 days without any solid food. So we need bread. So bread is available. It's not too hard to make, but it's not as easy to get as water and air. So you put in some effort. We also need shelter. Shelter takes effort. But you know what takes the most effort? Everything that's unnecessary. Everything that's what we would call life's indulgences, life's pleasures, things that aren't basic human needs and human necessities, all those take a lot of effort. Either you have to work really hard so you can afford them, or it's difficult to make them, and maybe that's why it's so hard to afford them. But everything else that is beyond just what you need, the further and further it is from your basic necessities, the harder and harder it is to get them. And if we were able to be, life would be rather boring if all we had was bread, water, and air. But if we were able to do that, so then life would be much easier. We'd find our parnasa much easier. If you just needed enough water, money in your salary to get bread and water, so then you wouldn't have to work very hard. But we don't need more. We tell ourselves we need more in life, and therefore we all have to work much harder for everything that we want and think we want, all our taivot, everything that we want. We train ourselves. We become, even says the Meshech Chachma, he refers to it, that you become like an eved to it. And now you need all these motariyim. You need all this extra. You convince yourself you need it. And therefore, we have to work so hard to get it. But deep down, if we think about it, we know that everything that we really need, in the true sense of the word, we have. We have for free, or almost free, or minimal effort, according to Talmud. The air is free, water could be free, bread is really cheap, exactly as, you know, in shelter. So you may have crazy huge property prices and property tax now because we live in fancy houses with all sorts of luxuries. But really, what do you need in terms of a shelter? You need a tent of some kind that would also be really cheap. The being in a shelter is cheap. Being in a fancied shelter isn't cheap. And therefore, we spend so much effort in order to get that which we want. And it's actually because we constantly are striving for things that we don't need, and we're looking to fulfill our various taivas. And not every taiva, I'm going to tell you, is negative. You're allowed to have some taste in your life. It's when you lose all sense of proportion and all of a sudden you need a lot of these treats and sweets, then it becomes a problem. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Bet, tells us, Barzilai giladi shatuf bezima hava, v'kol shatuf bezima z'keina kofetzet alav. So the Meshech Chachma learns from this what? That somebody who's constantly going after abundance of treats, he's going to lose his sense of taste and his sense of sight, meaning he's not just going to have his basic needs, he's going to lose all matters of perspective. Says the Meshech Chachma, this isn't only true about our basic physical needs. This is also true about our midos, our sense of priorities. Hashem made us naturally. We like things that are yasher, and we detest people who go against that. It's a natural inclination in our body to hate avil, to hate chamas and gezel, to hate arayos of eshet ish. You hear that and you shudder. Oh my goodness, that's disgusting. And it's natural. Kol ma desani loch lechavercha lo tavi, right? That v'haftu l'recha kamocha is that you should, the idea that you should do to others what you want done to you, or if you don't like it, don't do it to other people. That is our natural inclination. We have avat meisharim naturally. Now, if we were to just stick to our basic needs, we would never, ever do anything wrong because we would always be following those inherent values that we have. The problem is that we go after all these taivos. And when we go after all these taivos, so we're forgetting our basic needs, and therefore that also corrupts the values. It's specifically when a person dies, when the nefesh is left without any koach taiva, so the nefesh feels sorry for all the avel and chamas it wanted or was involved in or accepted. And that's what the Gemara means, Nishmato shel adam me'id alav liyom adin. What does it mean? It calls out, oy, all that avel, all that gezel I did. It's really sorry about it. So this idea, the Meshech Chachma, he's saying, is that chakuk bilvavo, somewhere inside of you, is this basic knowledge about proper midos. And he says this is true about all areas of knowledge. We have in our basic intuition the idea of the whole being larger than a part. That 2 times 2 is 4. That there are opposites. That a triangle isn't a square. Certain things are ingrained in us without needing any help. And he says that's true also about knowing there's a Rabbono Shel Olam who made the world. Imagine you walked into a house, says the Meshech Chachma as a mashal, and you're a guest in a house, and you come there, and the table's all set, and the candles are lit, and it smells really good, and everything's taken care of. You wouldn't go, wow, I wonder how that happened. You would go, well, the Baal HaBayis did that for me. The Baal HaBayis is taking care of a guest. What a good host. He said, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sun and the moon and the stars so that we can all see and have everything we need. He made us fruit trees. He made us food. And we're supposed to look at all that and go, wow, the Baal HaBayis is taking care of us. That's how we explain that Avram Avinu figured that out. Avram Avinu saw the tree. Other people saw the tree and the sun, moon, and the stars. What did they do? The sun, moon, and stars must be a god, and they dive into it. Avram Avinu saw it and said, wow, that's a nice bira, and there must be a Baal HaBira. And therefore, when we say, Chotem Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amed, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, Shemo Chokuk Al HaBriya, Hashem puts his name on the Bria, he made everything we need. And when we have certain rules, certain basic understandings of the world, all that is our natural intuition. And therefore, we have the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Humans need some of those rules. Without them, as the Rambam and the Perush HaMishnayos writes, when you don't keep the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, you're like a behemoth. And therefore, you're just going to go by what you want, and you're going to follow all your taivos, and all those taivos are going to cause you to ma'avet, not only that you're going to start needing all those motarim, but it's also going to be ma'avet, it's going to corrupt your sense of values. And all of a sudden, you're going to forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're going to start having all these messed up philosophies and priorities in the world, and that's where all the trouble begins. So Ben Azai in the Gemara in Yerushalmi Nedarim tells us, "Is Darish the Pasuk Bereishis Zeh Sefer Toldot Adam in Lecha Klal Gadol B'Tor Beizeh?" What does it mean? He means that when Adam was created originally, so he was created when you're closest to the Creator, to creation. So then you're without all those taivos and without everything that we have in our life that corrupts our whole value system. So you're away from Avel and you're Dorish, and you want Tzedek and Chesed, and you want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and away from Taiva. That's how we learn Yashrut. That's what it means that Adam was created B'Tzelem Elokim. He was like Elokim in order to know Lada Tovara. In other words, you look inside yourself and you find Yashrut because he was godly in that regard. And he's also Dorish, if you go to the end of it, he's Dorish on the Pasuk in Iyov. What does that mean? You look deep in your heart and you will find the Darkei Torah to love Hashem and to want His kavod and to want everything you do in life to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to want to stay away from Taiva and from corrupt value systems. So this, says the Meshech Chachma, is what the Torah is telling us. Ki mitzvah zot, mitzvah meaning referring to mitzvahs, doing the mitzvah, learning Torah, keeping the mitzvot. Lo nefleitehi, lo rechoka, why? Karov elecha davar mod, it's close to you. How close? Inside of you. You don't have to go anywhere. Just look inside of yourself. Now, it may be hard sometimes to figure out the right thing to do, but that's because we've corrupted our value system by instead of just focusing on our basic needs and what's yashar, we've followed our taivas for physical pleasures as well as our taivas for corrupt value systems. The message, Meshech Chachma, is a very pertinent message now. We're in Elul, we're approaching Rosh Hashanah next week, and that is that we have to look inside of ourselves and decide what is the right way to act and make sure that we're looking at the true inner self that really knows exactly what's Yashar, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that knows what's actual basic need, and what is just a fleeting passion that we're working on in life, and that's possibly corrupted our value system. We have to ignore that and focus only on what is right and proper. Shkoyach.